Hi everybody, my name is Rita Crompton, also known as the Inventor Lady and Licensing Agent. National Hardware Show 2023 is coming up really fast, almost scary fast, and we're going to talk today a little bit about the value of that professional trade show and why we look at that being the go-to place for marketing. We did a marketing video a couple of days ago, but this really is looking specifically then at why the professional show. All right. So, you know, it can cost a ton of money to go to a professional show. It can cost a ton of money to do any kind of marketing at all, but a ton of money is always in the eyes of the beholder and perspective. So when you get to the point now, you've got to find out interest in your product. As long as you are patent pending, all right, go to a professional show. You can get more coverage, more visibility, and talk to more people in 3 days, all right, than you can in a year. It's amazing how many people you can talk to at a show. You can talk to store owners, buyers, big name brands. You can gather information. We look at it as a reconnaissance missions for if nothing else. You can go and see, you know, what other types of products are in the marketplace, what kind of packaging you might be using, what is the pricing point that you should be looking for. You know, when someone comes in and they go, oh, well, what's your suggested retail price? It helps if you know what a suggested retail price of that range of products might be. All right. So an example, if you look at a row down a Target aisle and you see 15 flashlights, they're all going to be kind of a range. Some will be a little on the lower side. You might have one or two on the upper side, but you get the range. So now if you invent a new flashlight, you've got to be in the range. There's a multiple of five that you're trying to target. Right? If it's going to sell for or should sell for just under the $20, you know that that multiple of five is four times five. All right. So you're looking at then $4, all right, times five. You got to be able to make it, package it, and ship it for $4. All right. So why the multiple of five? Well, if the store is going to sell it for basically 20, the store bought it for 10. A distributor buys it from you for five. All right. So cost you now $4 to make each unit. You've got a dollar then to do all your marketing, pay all your service providers, pay anybody that may have given you money and you have to give them a piece of it out of a dollar. And for a lot of inventors, that's really tough. So when you're going to the show then, all right, you find out that information. What is that target that you're looking for? Now, back to the flashlight. The guy that invented the one that wrapped around the pole, very cool idea. I can see why he's a hit in the marketplace. I want one of those. All right, but you kind of get the idea now of looking at that trade show for more than just going and showing your product. You can gather a lot of information, talk to a lot of people. All right, the shows, most of them will do a lot of online advertising. And so for not too much more money, you can get some visibility before and after the show. That's a good thing. You can talk to potential licensees, store owners. You don't want to go to the consumer ones, all right? Now you sell one. You want to be able to sell a dozen or more at a time. That's why the professional show, it is not open to the public. So when you're looking for one, you don't generally need a regional one either. You're looking for the national level professional show for your industry. And there is one for nearly every industry. I've been to the National Asphalt Show. Ton of fun. But very productive for that inventor, really productive for that inventor, come to think. So what you're looking for then is a show in your industry. One of the reasons we look at the National Hardware Show is it collectively covers more industries than any of the other shows. There are a few bigger shows, the Consumer Electronics Show, SEMA, but they don't cover as many industries as the National Hardware Show. National Hardware Show is a little bit of a misnomer. Think of it as big box store. If your product could be sold in a Home Depot, Target, Walmart, Amazon, you should be going to the hardware show with us. We're putting together a team of inventors now. So if you are interested in going to the show, we're sending out information. Their deadlines are coming to me for advertising already and listing our products. So now's the time. Reach out. Join the team. All right, we're taking inventors who predominantly want to license their intellectual property. All right, if you've got inventory that you're selling and you're interested in licensing, that's great. Join us, all right, for a fraction of the cost. You get a team who's got your back. My name's Rita Crompton. website, inventorlady.com. We've got details listed. Again, my phone number, 303-910-8889, rita@inventorlady.com. Let me know you're interested in going. Now's the time. Talk to you later.